Welcome back into the show. Yesterday we talked about the BCS and the potential scenarios that could happen at the end of the year as it continues to look like it might get a little messy at the end of the year if LSU or Oklahoma State goes down. If none of them go down, then it really won't matter. Today I'm joined by the college football professor, and I'm sure he has some thoughts on this and some other matters as well. Professor, good to see you as we roll on toward week 12.
Well, it's good to be here and good to be able to talk college football.
Yeah.
The biggest thing that jumped out at me this past weekend was the strength of the SEC, with three of the top six in the BCS being Southeastern Conference football teams. That's quite impressive.
Yeah, it is.
It also appears that Stanford was exposed for what they are. Or, I might say it a different way, they were what we thought they were.
Denny Green. Yeah, Stanford, I don't know if they were as overrated as they looked or if they really were, that they laid an egg, a complete egg, as Oregon ran right past them.
Well, as we look back to the last week, it seems that that the Big Ten, while we know that the Big Ten is a solid a conference with good football teams and in fact, great competition, but they're not anywhere close to the top this year.
No.
And also, I think there's a situation that says a lot to us. For instance, Jacob, if you thought about this, here are some teams that we might have expected just a little bit more out of this year. Ole Miss is 2-8. Oregon State is 2-8. And Arizona is 2-8. Yeah. What about that?
Well, and I think Mike Stoops and Houston Nutt have already taken the fall. They're not sure about Mike Riley, whether he will or not in Corvallis. But it is interesting that those programs like that, there's no excuse, in my opinion, for Ole Miss or Arizona to ever be 2-8. I mean, they can have bad years, but that's really deplorable.
Another thing to look at are a couple of more teams that may be a little bit surprising to us. Miami is 5-5. Mm-hmm. Ohio State is 6-4. Texas is 6-3. Mm. And Texas Tech is 5-5. And speaking of Texas Tech,
oh my word,
who beat Oklahoma.
Like the stock market.
Think about this, Jacob. Now, they beat Oklahoma. Now, let me give you, they have 5 wins on the year.
Yes.
They have 5 wins and 5 losses.
Yes.
Now, listen to these 5 wins that Texas Tech, this impressive team that beat Oklahoma, has. They beat Texas State, who is by the computers ranked 180. They beat New Mexico, ranked by the computers at 175. They beat Kansas, rated at 87. Then they stepped up and beat Nevada, rated at number 49. Now, and then they beat
Oklahoma, who's number 3.
Right. And so So that tells us something, I think. I think there's something in those facts.
Well, and if you look at their schedule, if they can, they're going to have to get a win against Iowa State, Missouri, or Baylor to be bowl eligible after beating Oklahoma. That's incredible. But 66-6, they got trounced by Oklahoma State last week. The game, and they didn't beat Iowa State. I just said they needed to beat Iowa State. They've already played Iowa State, so it'll come down to Missouri and Baylor, and they got beat pretty handily by the Cyclones. All right, let's move along now. Any other thoughts on the past weekend as we look at the power rankings and where everybody stands?
Well, I think there's a little bit of a shuffle, not that much, maybe not any in the SEC. I have the five my top five in the power rankings for the SEC is LSU, Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, and South Carolina. I think you've come along with me on that Georgia-South Carolina order.
Well, it has to be. South Carolina did get a win last week against Florida, but they have not looked as impressive as Georgia, even though Georgia beat them. Georgia, I don't like what they did at the beginning of the year against Boise State. I really want to punish them for that, but let's give them credit where the credit is due. They have turned it around at 45-7, destroying Auburn.
You might also be surprised at my top five in the national rankings. I have it this way. LSU, 1. Alabama, 2. Oklahoma State, 3. Oregon, 4. Arkansas, 5.
Well, I have it a little differently than you do. I'm going to say LSU is number 1. I'm going to say Oklahoma State, number 2. Alabama is number 3. And I'm going to put Arkansas at number 4. I've seen this team play, and I think Tennessee's got a decent defense, even though they are really bad this year. Decent defense. Arkansas 49-7 all over them. So I'm going to give Arkansas the nod at number 4. And Oregon, just don't have a lot of respect for Oregon, especially when you're talking about against the SEC. I'm going to rank them behind the SEC teams because they lost to two SEC teams in a row in Auburn and LSU earlier. So that's where I stand on that. Well, let's look at this week's picks. Who do we have on the slate this week?
Well, first of all, I think I need to give congratulations to you.
Really?
Last week, I went 9-1. The one that I missed was I picked Ole Miss to beat Louisiana Tech. Jacob, you went a perfect 10-0 this past week.
And I didn't even know it, but that's great. Great news.
All right, let's look at this week, our games this week. First of all, there is Kentucky at Georgia. Kentucky has 4 wins, 6 losses. Georgia, 8 wins and 2 losses. Now, I think just by my own, if I were to analyze this, I would say that this is no contest.
Okay.
In fact, the home team has lost the last three times that they've played at home in this series. And last year, though, Georgia beat Kentucky 44-31. But, you know, I'm picking Georgia to win, but Georgia has the ability to just, when you don't expect it, to do something unusual. And that's what I'm concerned about.
Well, there are two games, I think, that could be potential surprises to people that they are not looking for this weekend. And this is one of them. I don't think Kentucky will win the game, as you do. It's played in Athens, although I don't know that matters a whole lot with a game like this. I think it's in the morning, so I don't think that's really going to be a big factor. But Kentucky, I don't think, has enough to beat Georgia. But as you said, Georgia is one of these teams that can go up and down. So look for it to be a close game.
No, I'm not picking Kentucky. I'm picking Georgia.
Yeah.
I'm just simply saying
that
Georgia has the ability, seem like, to play down sometimes to the competition.
And you have to look at it, too. It's sandwiched between a huge victory over Auburn, and then they have a big-time game next week against Georgia Tech that could perhaps give them a 10-win season. So this game could very easily be overlooked by the Dogs.
The next one is Vanderbilt at Tennessee. And last year, Tennessee won this game 24-10. This is a very difficult game for me to pick. But somehow, and I don't know how, I'm going to say that Tennessee will win this game.
Well, I don't know what the line is right now and as far as the betting line, but it opened as Vanderbilt to 1-point favorite in Knoxville in football. And that is not a misprint. Vanderbilt a 1-point favorite over Tennessee. Now, I don't know if it's still that way or not, but... Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Vanderbilt. I mean, I've been picking Vanderbilt this year. I've been very kind to Vanderbilt, and they've let me down a few times. But for the most part, they've stuck with it. And was that not an impressive performance last weekend against Kentucky? And I know it's Kentucky, but still, you have to go out and beat them. And they did, soundly. So I think they go into Knoxville this week, and I think it'll be a close game. You know, Dooley will have his team fired up for the first half or so. But Vanderbilt's a better team. James Franklin is a better coach than Derek Dooley. Therefore, I give Vanderbilt the victory. Their 6th win. They're bowl eligible. And they beat Tennessee, and Derek Dooley has some serious trouble up there in Knoxville.
Kansas State at Texas. Kansas State comes in at 8 wins, 2 losses. Texas is sitting at 6-3. I'm going to pick an upset here. I'm going with Texas.
I guess that is an upset. Never thought that I would be saying that Kansas State would be upsetting Texas. I think Kansas State... you know what? I'm going to go with Texas in this one, and I'll tell you why. Kansas State went into, what was it, quadruple overtime Saturday against Texas A&M. They did pull that one out, but that was a very emotionally draining game. And this game is in Austin, so I'm going to go with Texas as well. I'm going to agree with you and say Texas gets the victory here over Kansas State.
The next game is the battle of two teams with a 9-1 record, Georgia Southern at Alabama. I'm going to take the Alabama Crimson Tide in this game.
I believe Alabama will get the win. I like them to do a number on Georgia's. I don't know if it'll be up in the 60s and all that, but it'll be a decent win for the Tide, and they will move on to the Iron Bowl. But this one's not going to help them much in the computers, and that's where they need it right now.
The next game is Mississippi State at Arkansas. Now, last year, this game went 38-31. And the series, though, is 14-2 in favor of Arkansas. Now, remember that Mississippi State, under the guidance of Mullins, has not beaten a team from the West except Ole Miss.
That's right. You're exactly right. That is a huge mark against him, and it continues to grow every team he loses to. And if he doesn't beat Arkansas, it'll continue for another year. And I don't think he will lose to Arkansas this week. I think Arkansas will win, not the fashion that they won last week, but they'll win easily. I will say that it shows you what kind of a week it is as far as quality games in the SEC when this is the SEC on CBS matchup at 2:30. This is the game of the week, so to speak, in the conference, Mississippi State and Arkansas. So I think if you have something else to do Saturday, this would be a good one to do it.
Jacob, while I am picking Arkansas, I really think this is a scary game for them, for the Razorbacks.
Yeah.
They need to really be careful because Mississippi State can come up and play a good game because they make the game so ugly and so hard, and sometimes just a bounce of the ball one way or the other, it can cause them to be in the game.
Well, I think that could be true, but I will say that Mississippi State put a lot into that game Saturday night against Alabama and came up well short, largest defeat of the year, 24-7. So I think Mississippi State probably is a little demoralized at this point. And Arkansas, they know they have something to play for. We'll see if they can do it.
The next game is Samford at 6-4 Auburn. I believe the Auburn Tigers will win this game.
Well, Pat Sullivan, former Heisman Trophy winner, is the head coach of Samford. Heisman Trophy winner for Auburn is the head coach of Samford now. He returns as the head coach of the Bulldogs. Yeah, but I don't think he's going to get a win in the Plains. I think Auburn will take care of business with Samford and go on toward the Iron Bowl. I think that's their seventh win of the year. So Auburn will be well in bowl eligibility as it goes into the big game with Alabama.
Yeah, but Sullivan's not going to have a Beezer to throw to in this game either.
You're right about that.
The next game, here's a big one. Nebraska, 8-2, at Michigan, 8-2.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Nebraska.
Well, Nebraska went into Happy Valley last week in a very emotional situation and was able to get a three-point victory. Hard-nosed, tough, grinded-out kind of game. I don't see any reason why they can't go into Michigan and get a win this weekend. I am somewhat impressed with Michigan this year because of what has happened under Rodriguez and the disaster, but they're still a long way from the top. So I'm going to take Nebraska to go into Michigan and get a big-time win for them in their Big Ten championship hopes.
The next game is LSU at 10 wins and no losses at Ole Miss with 2 wins and 8 losses. Now, remember, last year, LSU won this game 43-36.
Mm-hmm.
But in 09, Ole Miss won 25-23. In 08, Ole Miss won 31-13. I'm still going to go with LSU because I just don't see any way that the Nut can get back on the wheel here.
Well, I mentioned when we started picking with the first game with Kentucky and Georgia that I had two games that I thought were going to be upset. Not upsets, but surprise games, close games. And I think this is going to be another one. LSU will not play a flawless game against Ole Miss in Oxford. And Houston Nutt has had the ability to outcoach Les Miles before, as you mentioned, a couple of years ago in 2009. When Les Miles managed the clock beautifully there at the end to not get the victory. So I think Ole Miss will play them close. It is in Oxford. LSU is not worried about this game. They're looking for the Arkansas game. So I like LSU to win somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 7 points. But it won't be a blowout.
Now, the next game is the Citadel at South Carolina. Now, South Carolina comes in with an 8-2 record. And South Carolina leads in this series 39-7-3. But, Jacob, did you know that at their last meeting, the Citadel won?
Wow.
So I'm going to, though, go with the Gamecocks to win this game.
A big interstate rivalry right here, Citadel and South Carolina. Well, Steve Spurrier has done a decent job this year. I don't think he's done as well as a lot of people hoped he would, even though his team only has 2 losses and they're to 2 Western Division teams. But if he can get a win with the Citadel and then Clemson next week, I think a 10-2 record's not too bad for South Carolina.
The next game is between 2 struggling teams, the Kansas Jayhawks at the Texas A&M Aggies. I'm going to go with Texas A&M to break that skid they're on and to win a game.
Well, while Texas A&M is struggling, yes, they're nowhere near Kansas right now. Kansas is at some depths that college football programs really, with state names like that, don't really need to be at. I like Texas A&M very easily in this game, and I think that Texas A&M continues to roll on. How many games do they have left? 2 or 3, and then they are a full-fledged member of the Southeastern Conference. So I like Texas A&M. All right, well, let's transition now to the Chalk Talk. What is on the menu this week?
Well, Jacob, if you can bear with me, I got a lot of numbers here, and we like to do, the old professor likes to use numbers when he goes to the chalk talk, and we come up to the chalkboard, and let's think about some things. A lot of times we just look at things through different prisms, you know, we might, and usually that's subjective. Now, when I give these, I want to simply say that these are just facts that I'm putting out, and you can take them and do with them what you want. First of all, I think it's pretty clear, would you not agree, that we've got a top six teams in the BCS?
Absolutely.
And that's pretty well a set.
Well, I think you could say a top five, and I say that because there's going to be a playoff between Oklahoma State and Oklahoma, so we could put them in there as one team between the two of them.
Well, that's true. Well, Arkansas and LSU is playing each other as well.
Yeah, but if Arkansas wins that game, it's going to be, they're all three going to be qualified. Alabama,
right,
Arkansas.
You're right. But let's just look at it from the, take the top six, and let's look at these teams and look at the statistics. Now, we know that, for instance, you would agree that most people think about Oklahoma State and Oregon as offensive teams, and they think about LSU and Alabama as defensive teams. They think of Arkansas as an offensive team, and so on and so forth. But let's look at these. First of all, looking at the offense. Now, in if we're going to look at this, we look at yards gained and the points made. And so if we're taking these six teams, and we're comparing only these six, we say that Oklahoma State then has the most yards per game at 545.9 yards per game. So, Jacob, if it's all right with you, just for the sake of this argument, I'm going to let that be the gold standard for the offense. And then everything else will be measured against that gold standard. All right, and then we look at the defense. Now, we know that Alabama gives up an average of 131.1 yards per game, and that is by far lower than anyone else. So that's our gold standard on defense. Points. Oklahoma State averages scoring 51.4 points per game. That's the gold standard for points. On points that are surrendered, Alabama has given up an average of 16.9 points per game. And so that would be the gold standard for points on defense. Now, if we take this and we establish, let me just go down the list, in these six teams, in offensive yardage, Arkansas, 545.9. And then when you subtract the number of yards that the other teams get, you come up with what they are short of the gold standard. For instance, Oklahoma is 19.4 yards short of what per game of what Oklahoma State gets. Oregon is 67 yards short of that. Arkansas comes in 109.6 yards less than Oklahoma State. Alabama comes in at 131.1 yards less, and LSU comes in at 196.3 yards less. Now let's go over to the defensive side. Alabama gives up an average of 181.4 yards per game. LSU gives up, when we use that as a gold standard, then LSU is 71.8 yards more than that. Arkansas, 193. Oregon, 192. Oklahoma, 215. Oklahoma State, 273. Now, if you take that and you do a difference from the offense to defense, you come up with this order of yards and yards gained and defense held. The difference would be then Alabama has a difference of 131.1. That would be the best.
Now, is that like to the plus or to the
green? The 131 is taking the offense gold standard, which is Oklahoma State.
Right.
That's their number.
Right.
And everything else then is how much you take their number that's
less
than.
I know that,
than.
But I'm saying Alabama is to the green there. That's the high.
When you take their what they do against the standard on offense, and okay. In Alabama is the standard on defense. For instance, in Oklahoma State, since they're the standard, then when I computed this, I gave them a zero because that was the best
right,
you could get.
Right, I got you.
On defense, I gave Alabama a zero. And so when you add this up, Alabama comes up with a 131.1. The second team is LSU at 191.1, Oklahoma 235, Oregon 259.4, Oklahoma State 273, and Arkansas 303.4. Now, that's your using the absolute statistics of yardage. Now, if you use points in the same way, Alabama, again, taking what they scored and what they give up, and you using those same gold standards, Alabama comes up at 16.9, which is the lowest on the board. LSU is 18.5. Oklahoma is 17.9. And then Oregon is 19.3. Oklahoma State's 18.9, and Arkansas is 27. Now, we know that LSU beat Alabama on the field, but I'm just simply saying if you take the statistics of these top six, that would be the order that you would that they would come out when you take offense and defense.
Well, that's interesting. A lot of stuff that didn't know there, but yeah, that is a good statistical breakdown of it. The issue, of course, is that LSU beat Alabama on the field, and whatever, that's really the only statistic that matters.
That's correct.
And Alabama beat Arkansas on the field, and LSU and Arkansas yet to be determined, and Oklahoma, Oklahoma State yet to be determined. So, you know, we have a lot of great football remaining. I mean, those two games at the end of the year, the subsequent weekends between LSU and Arkansas and Oklahoma, Oklahoma State are just going to be great fun. I think that's what it's all about. And you know, as much as I said yesterday, I didn't really like the BCS, and that's true. Didn't have the BCS, wouldn't have the intrigue in these games. So there's always a pro and a con. But great stuff, college football professor, and we will see you next week.